Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 143. Jesus, I will trust thee. Trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven or on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners. Therefore, Lord, for me, Jesus, I can trust thee, trust thy written word. Since thy voice of mercy I have often heard, when thy spirit teacheth to my taste how sweet. Only may I hearken, sitting at thy feet. Jesus, I do trust thee without doubt. Whosoever cometh, thou wilt not cast out. Faithful is thy promise, precious is thy blood. This my soul's salvation, thou my Savior God. In thy love confiding, I will seek thy face, worship and adore thee for thy wondrous grace. Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. For our family altar, we shall see together Psalms 95 and Psalms 96. Let's read Psalms 95. Psalms 95 verse 1. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Verse 3. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. Verse 5. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. Verse 10. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Psalms 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. Verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Verse 7. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Verse 9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Verse 11. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with faithfulness. So in this Psalms 95 and 96, this was actually a call by the psalmist to ask us to come and worship him, to sing to the Lord, to shout joyfully to him, to come before his presence, to shout joyfully to him. And in Psalms 96 also it tells us to sing to the Lord a new song on all the earth, to sing to the Lord to bless his name, to proclaim the good news of his salvation daily, to declare his glory among the nations, the wonders of God among all people. So in Psalms 95, here it tells us that we are to come before the Lord. So who is this Lord God that we are coming to? So verse 3 tells us, For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he has made it, and his hands form the dry land. And then in Psalms 96 from verses 4 to 6 tells us, For the Lord is great. He is not only great, he is also greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are not gods, for the Lord had made the heavens. Today, the Lord is worthy of all our praise and glory. That's why in verse 7, Psalms 96 verse 7, to give to the Lord or to ascribe to him his glory, his strength. For the Lord is worthy of all our praise. That is why in verse 9, Psalms 96 verse 9 tells us, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. So we are to shout before the Lord. We are to cry out to the Lord. To worship him in spirit and truth. In the beauty of his holiness. All the earth. All of us are gathered here to worship the Lord God today. And we are to say to the people, The Lord reigns. The Lord is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall be able to judge the people righteously. Therefore, we are to rejoice, we are to be glad. We are to be joyful, and all are to be rejoiced, to rejoice before the Lord. And then verse 13 tells us again, another reason why we worship him. He is not only great, he is not only greatly to be praised, he is also to be feared above all. For he is also coming, he is coming to judge the world. He shall judge the earth, the world with righteousness and the peoples with truth. So here, these two psalms tells us we are to worship the Lord God, to call upon him, for he is the greatest God. He is the creator. He is above all. And what relationship do we have with this Lord? So in verse 7 says, We are the people of his pasture. We are the sheep of his hand, for he is our God. So this is the relationship that we have with him. He is likened to our shepherd and we are the sheep. He is our God. We are his people. So therefore, today the relationship that we have with God is so unique as like a father and a son, a parent and a child. This is the relationship based upon the love of God for us, the creation of God. So today we are to declare the glory of the Lord among the nations. We are to proclaim the wonders of the Lord among the people. So today we have to call upon Him with shouts of joy, with shouts of praise, to pray unto Him. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord God who are still able to praise Him. When we face this COVID-19, which is presently getting, as we can see, is getting more and more severe by the days, but deep in our hearts, we are still able to enjoy peace in our heart. This is something worthy of our praise. And in all this, we can see how almighty is this Lord God that has created the heavens and earth. For the Lord God is the one, as the Bible says, in the beginning was the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the creation of God. But today, in history of mankind, as we look into the scripture, as we look into the history of the Israelites, we see that the people of Israel continually did not want to listen to Him. Let's see Psalms 95. We see from verses 7, the last part, until verse 11. So this is actually a reflection of history. So why do we take the history of the people of Israel as a warning? Because from history we are able to learn. From history we are able to get examples of life, as not to let history repeat itself. For we know all these things have become our example, so that we will not want to follow in their wrong ways. We do not want to follow in their wrong acts. And now, that is why the Lord, the psalmist here, tells us of what happened to them in history as a reflection of them. That while the people were in the wilderness, they continued to try the Lord. They continued to test Him, even though they have seen the mighty work of God. They have seen the providence of God. So as a result, verse 10, for 40 years, the Lord was very grieved with that people, with that group of people, with that generation, and said to them, "It is a people who have gone astray in their heart." So the Lord was very, very disappointed with them. So this is actually a warning for us, a reflection of history for all of us here, that we are not to follow in their footsteps. Since we are not to follow their footsteps, so all the more we should rejoice in the Lord. We should pray to Him, for the Lord is almighty. We should rejoice in Him, call upon Him, seek His help when we still can. So today we thank God we are able to come before Him. Though in our external environment, even outside, we see that there is so much unrest, there is so much difficulty, so much troubles. But in our hearts, because we have the Lord with us, we will have this peace in us. We will have this type of joy in our heart to be able to come before Him. So let us come before Him to worship this one true God, this Lord God that we know. And the Bible also tells us we are, for the Lord is worthy of this praise and glory. So we come before Him, even though at times we before Him, as the world now, they tremble before the Lord. When they see they are facing so much pain and suffering, now all the more, this will give us a reminder, give us a very good warning that we are to call upon Him. And then in verse 8, Psalms 96 verse 8, "Give to the Lord glory due His name, bring an offering and come into His courts." Today, although we are not likened to the physical Israelites where we bring a physical offering to the Lord, but yet we bring this spiritual offering of sacrifice before the Lord. We bring this sacrifice of prayer to Him, and we believe the Lord Jesus will listen to our prayer. As we have sung in the hymn just now, He will not turn down anyone who call upon Him. And for all those who come to Him with a broken and contrite heart, He will be there to listen to our prayer. He will be there to hearken to our cries. And as the psalmists have said, if we are able to come before Him, He will be there for us. He will not turn us down. So in our morning prayer, in our evening prayer, before we rest, and even as we gather here for this family altar, we present a beautiful sacrifice, and we believe the Lord will listen to our prayer. He will not turn us down. So we also pray that the Lord will be able to grant us peace and joy, so that once again, after all this is over, we will be able to come once again together, together with our brothers and sisters, to have church activities, to once again attend services, to continue our life of faith. Dear brothers and sisters, indeed we desire all the more, Lord. So in our prayer, we pray that our Lord God will hearken to our prayer. So we are to call upon the Lord. For the Lord is the Lord who reigns. It is the Lord who is the Lord who judges. It is the Lord who has created the heaven and earth. So let us come before Him and be glad. Let the seas roar. Let the field be joyful. Let all the people come before Him to declare this glory of God. Today, when we are able to worship Him, when we are able to shout before Him, let us come with a heart of thanksgiving. We still thank God. We have this peace. We are still able, even though we are not able to meet each other physically. But through this family altar that we have sent, we are able to still gather together, to be able to flip through the Word of God, to be encouraged by the Word of God. For the Lord is almighty. For the Lord God is great enough. So we give all praises and glory to our Lord God in heaven. So we shall reserve some of our time for our prayer now. So in our prayer, we continue to ask our Lord to guide us, to be with us during these times of distress, these times of pestilence and plague and difficulty. In our prayer, let us also show forth our love by praying for those brothers and sisters, our elderly members, our friends and relatives, those who are not feeling well, whether physically or whether they are weak spiritually in faith. We pray that the Lord will continue to be with them, just as He was with us. In our prayers, we also pray for the country. We also pray for the church. We also pray for our families, that the Lord will continue to preserve each and every one of us in His love, in His joy. So we shall reserve some of our time for our prayer. So let us now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in one accord, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
அப்படியே
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So our family altar shall end here. May God bless all of you.